Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to.
There's a crow right out my window. I wonder what that means. As a totem. If you know, let me know. Anyway, I'm actually just been sitting here. Actually, the last few days have been kind of like weird. I felt almost apathetic. I don't even know what that word really means, but I keep using it. For me, it means that sense of like, what's the point? What am I doing here? A questioning place where there's almost like a sloth-like energy to it. And I find myself here fairly regularly, but generally always at this change of a new year. I feel like it's built up to be this big thing, and really we're just who we are in any given moment. A new year doesn't really make any difference. Yes, it's nice to have a fresh start and be able to like put a line in the sand, and it's a catalyst for things, but it just always leads me to feeling a bit like, meh, I don't know. Should I want more? Should I be more? Should I plan, and should I change, and should I be more like, come on, let's get this thing done? I don't know. And then I have this weird dance between wanting to have some kind of goal and direction and things that I'm working towards and crystal clear clarity and all that kind of shit. And then this other place that really just wants to fucking lie on the couch and watch Netflix, you know? And that part of me is the part that's questioning, like, what's the fucking point anyway? Why am I here? Why am I showing up? Why am I creating this podcast, you know? And then if I allow the stories to really roll on, it then goes, well, no one's listening anyway, so what's the point? But this isn't necessarily about that energy. It's not about the, like, you know, how seen I am or how validated I am. It's really just like almost a lethargy of trying to meet expectations. And we all know that this is a theme for me. It's a theme. It's a thing. And I have been working really hard. And that sounds like, you know, maybe I'm just working too hard. Maybe I am just working too hard. Maybe I just need to sit on the, or maybe I don't even need anything. You know, we have a tendency to make life way more difficult than it actually is. We have a tendency to feel like the whole universe is against us. I do, anyway. We have a tendency to feel like our needs aren't met. We have a tendency to feel hard done by. We have a tendency to feel resentment towards others, to feel bitterness, to feel jealousy, to need to do more, to be more, to have more so that we can be seen as worthy or something like that. And I have this tendency also to say to myself, I'm just going to allow myself to chill. I'm just going to allow myself to chill, you know. But I won't allow myself to watch Netflix because that would be a waste of time during a work day. So instead, I'll fill it with things that I deem more appropriate. So recording this podcast, for example. I could just be watching The Marvelous Miss Maisel, or whatever it's called, on Prime. But instead, I'm here creating a podcast about how I just want to do nothing. The irony, I don't know if that's irony, but it's something. When I should be doing, or not when I should, when I really just want to be doing nothing. But then in that nothing, I feel it. So I'm like, oh, I could listen to some Byron Katie, or I could download another podcast, or I could read up a book around human design, or maybe I'll read this book about creating money. You know, it's like I'm constantly needing to fill these spaces with stuff rather than just allowing myself to just breathe and be in the moment. So I wonder if this is like a thing, if it's like if you get to the end of the year and the beginning of the new year and you get into the new year and then you're like, hang on, aren't I supposed to have some newfound level of inspiration and motivation and direction? And instead you're like, I just want to sleep. I just want to eat. I just want to play. I just want to breathe. I just want to do nothing. So with that, I'd like to say that I'm about to press stop and go and do nothing, but I'm not really sure I can allow myself to do that. So I am going to hit stop, and I am going to invite you to hit stop, hit pause just for a moment. Just take fucking 5-10 minutes to do nothing and just sit and chill. Don't fill it with a puzzle. Don't fill it with a podcast. Don't fill it with needing like this, need to make the most of every moment. Just like fucking be. And is that nothing? Because there's always something, right? I don't know. So that is it from me today. I hope, whatever. I hope nothing. Just hit pause, hit the brakes, take a moment, breathe, and just be in the essence of where you are for even just a fleeting moment. That's what I'm going to do. And you know what? In our busy lives, which we create to be busy, we can create pockets of nothing. You know, I'm here today. I actually do have shit that has to be done, even though I don't feel like it. So in these moments, I will capture some pockets of nothing to just nothing. Got it? All right. So even if you're busy, even if you have a lot of shit to do today, take a pocket of nothing and be in it. Even though it's fucking hard. Peace out. The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.